Pastor Greg coming to you on a beautiful November 2nd, 2020. But there's a wind that you can't feel, and it's got quite a bite coming out of Canada. It's a dry day, and I think that some of the farmers around here have decided it's harvest day. They're going to bring in the corn, so you might hear some of that background noise. But the purpose of my comment today is about election anxiety. Now, there are a few of my friends who have voiced some anxiety over the election, and I'm just honest with you, I have some anxiety over this election. I have to also tell you that in 2016, my wife and I sat in the evening, we ate our supper, and then watched TV until the election results started coming in, and neither one of us had any real expectation of victory. When bedtime came around, my wife just about passed out, so she went on to bed. And I think it was about 2 a.m., somewhere in the middle, it seemed like the middle of the night. I stayed up, and when they announced, they declared Trump the winner, I yelled in at her, and she come out, and we were just overjoyed. And to be honest, it wasn't even about Donald Trump. It was about the fact we weren't going to have a President Hillary. And this election is really the same thing. I cannot imagine Joe Biden being president, but he's not going to last long, and you're going to have communist Kamala as your president if Biden wins this election. And that's worthy of some concern. But, you know, I just want to keep it real. The Bible obviously tells us we shouldn't be anxious or careful about things, meaning full of care, concerned to the point where sick. But they were Christians in other countries like China back in the 50s and Germany back in the 30s and Russia back in the early 1900s, 1910, 1905, right in there, who thought that, well, we'll just trust the Lord. What, they weren't wrong to trust the Lord, but they were wrong to only trust the Lord and to not take action. Or at least there weren't enough of them taking action. And millions of people died. Now, do I think that's about to happen in America? Not millions of people dying, but if Biden wins, it could get really ugly in this country. So what do you do? Well, first of all, limit the amount of time you spend watching the news. And that includes even conservatives, because a lot of them are freaking out about this and their videos will do nothing to help calm you down. You know how much you need to watch in order to stay informed. Stay in the Word. Stay in prayer. Maintain your relationship with the Lord. Maintain your relationships at home. Maintain your ministry, whatever that is. And if you don't have one, shame on you. Get a ministry and stay busy. And the old saying that a neutral mind or a empty mind or whatever, I can't remember what the exact phrase is a devil's workshop. An idle mind, I-D-L-E, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. And that's true. It's a truism. The Bible tells us in Romans 16:20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. There's where our trust is. Put your faith in the Lord. Do what you're supposed to do and trust Him. In 2 Corinthians 13:11, Paul closed his second epistle to Corinth, saying, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. That's what I'm doing. I'm meditating on His Word, trusting in the Lord. I've voted, and I'll tell you who I voted for is Donald Trump. And my wife has voted. We're doing what we can. We're doing what's right. And trusting the Lord, and He gives us peace.